The following is a pre-recorded program.
With love and with respect, I want to explain today why I don't spend my time catering to the requests of critics.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey friends, this is Michael Brown. Welcome to the broadcast today. I will not be taking any calls, but I trust you'll enjoy the broadcast. Some of you might not enjoy the broadcast, but there's no animosity, there's no hostility. I'm not able to take calls today, otherwise I gladly would. For those watching on YouTube and Facebook, you'll notice that we are audio only. Are you getting our email updates each week? Talking about the latest articles we've written, you know, crazy stuff happening in the news, you're kind of pulling your hair out. Hey, we've written about it, or we've talked about it on the air. You say, Dr. Brown, I can't keep up with everything. Obviously, that's why once a week we send you an email, hear the latest articles, hear the latest videos, all in one place, easy to click on, read, listen to, share. And then once a month, we send out our frontline newsletter. We are thinking about the contents for the next newsletter that'll be going out in April. Putting our heads together, just reading a testimony from some of our fire missionaries overseas. And like, yeah, I want to share that with you next month. So make sure you're getting these from us. Go to thelineoffire.org. It's all free. You don't have to subscribe to get these benefits. Thelineoffire.org, right on the homepage, fill in your name and email address. Okay. If you've been following things in recent months, I've been interacting more with anti-charismatic critics in particular. There are seasons when I'm interacting, say, with Black Hebrew Israelites and those in false cults and false religion. Or maybe I'm interacting more with rabbis and Jewish counter-missionaries working against what we're doing with the gospel. Or it could be I'm interacting more with LGBTQ activists, etc. This is something within the body now. As I'm interacting more with anti-charismatic critics, when I say critics, I don't mean to use that in a disparaging way. I believe that some are destructive critics. I call them hypercritics, and I question their methodology. God knows their motives. I don't judge their motives. Paul says in that sense, we don't judge other people's motives. We leave that to God on that day. He said he doesn't even judge his own heart in that regard. But I find their methodology destructive and unhelpful. But when I say critics, I'm simply speaking in general now of those who oppose us as Pentecostals, charismatics, and those who aggressively speak out against different ones within the Pentecostal charismatic movement, and then will challenge me in different ways. Why don't I call this one out? Why don't I call that one out? Why don't I write about this one? Why don't I write about that one? Why don't I warn, etc.? So there's been a lot happening from the anti-charismatic camp. They may not identify in that way. They might identify with what they're for, what they do believe. I'm just trying to give a description. This is not to be demeaning. It is not to be insulting. It's not a matter of name calling, all right? And if you watch the 4 hours of interaction that Sam Storms and I had with Justin Peters and Jim Osmond, they're as gracious towards us as we were with them. And that's how we seek to conduct ourselves in the midst of our differences. But on a daily basis, if I was to search online, maybe on an hourly basis, or is it minutely, by the minute, I'm getting called out. Why don't you call out this one? Why don't you call out that one? And rather than reviewing, say, what I've written, millions of words in print, what, 48 books in print now, 49 finished, but 48 in print, 47 or 48 in print, maybe 3,000 articles in print, thousands of hours of radio archives and messages. Rather than critique what I've actually said, what I actually believe, I'm constantly challenged, and it's the same thing. Why don't you call out this one? Why don't you call out that one? And you're being a hypocrite, or even if your own message is good, you're a hypocrite for not calling these out, you're giving shade to them, etc. So I want to address today, not in a bashing way, not in an attacking way, not in an insulting way, where I have differences, I'll be clear on it. But I want to address why I don't do what many critics are asking me to do. All right? I'm only doing this because I get asked a lot. So this is not to defend myself or to put down others. It's simply to respond to something that we hear day and night, day and night, day and night. So trusting the sincerity of your request, trusting that you genuinely have these questions and would like me to answer, here we go. Are you ready? Number one, I have my own calling in God, just as you have your own calling in God. Just as it's not my right to tell you what you should or shouldn't do and how you should spend your time or what you should be pursuing, the same way I have to give account to God for what he's assigned me to do. And what he's assigned me to do takes every minute of every day, takes my energy, takes my focus, takes my life, takes my time. It's a joy, it's a privilege. But here, if I was called by God to pastor a thriving church, I couldn't do the other things I do. I couldn't teach every month at three different ministry schools out of state. I couldn't travel to the nations as much as I do. I couldn't do a daily radio show the way I do. I couldn't do all the debates that I do because my time and attention would be consumed doing these other things.